Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Wednesday to you. I know the smoke is getting to everybody, but just breathe easy. It'll pass. This too shall pass. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk would love to have you participate in our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And it's just, you know, quick and easy after we've seen all the vandalism, those jerks in the middle of the night with paint. Now they're not even using spray paint for the most part. They're just getting big gallons and throwing them. Just, so annoying. Damaged so many things, and somebody's got to get out there and clean it all up. Well, should the cities and counties invest in more cameras to capture criminal vandalism? That's today's question. Very interesting response. Thank you for this. Cameras are a passive. This was texted into us at the talk and text line of 884-9910. Cameras are a passive deterrent only unless there is immediate human response. That's interesting. Yes. And no, I don't think it necessarily has to be the response. I think it's the follow-up. There has to be consequences for actions. And just a follow-up for two things that I've brought out here on the show. Pictures, videos, and everything from Seattle of a man sitting in the street after getting a beat down from BLM after they made him wreck his car, trying to stop him, trying to swerve, wrecked his car. A Black Lives Matter militant came up to the man and kicked him in the head and rendered him unconscious. Well, guess what? Because there were cameras rolling everywhere around, rather than providing help for the man. But they did, in a way, because he's been identified. Kenzie Love. Now I'm just waiting for the word that he's been arrested. He says he's doing it for the cause. At least that's what he says on his Facebook page. And also, Millicent Seaver, Millennial Millie, she's out of jail. So I have been trying to post the full video of Shadowgate on my webpage on 991fmtalk.com, but I've been locked out of it, and we just figured out what the problem was. So I'll be updating that later this afternoon with quite a few different videos that you need to see and you need to be aware of. So good things are happening in our area. Really good things. Cool things. After a lot of fight with the Washoe County commissioners and a hard-fought battle, let's talk about Warm Springs. Joining us right now is Kenji Otto. Hi, Kenji. Thanks for joining the show today.
Hi, Monica. Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
So let's talk about what's going on in Warm Springs. Why did the citizens of Warm Springs want to be declared officially a town?
Okay, and just to clarify, it's called an unincorporated town, which is
unincorporated town.
Different from an incorporated town. And the reason they want this town is to be able to participate in government, they have an interest in representative and participatory government, and they don't feel they are receiving that from the Washoe County commissioners and government. So this is their answer to get that participation and be able to have a say in how their community is run.
Was there any specific thing that sparked all this, or has it just been something that's been building over time?
it's been building over time, but the specifics are their fire department, their volunteer fire department was taken away, and all of their equipment was doled out to other areas. They feel they don't get proper representation. They want a post office there because they have to travel into Sparks or Reno to get their packages, which is a considerable distance. And we're talking yeah. Reno downtown Vassar Road. And there's a few other things that they feel they need, they want, and they can get it through this process.
You know, that's always the thing that I have found most interesting is why, when we're in congested areas, every few blocks you can get everything you need. You know, there's a Rite Aid across from a Walgreens or CVS. You've got multiple locations for post offices. But when it goes out into the rural areas, really, there's nothing for you.
And that's correct. The rural areas are basically forgotten in Nevada. But we still want
your tax money.
Oh, yeah. They still want the tax money. They still want to spend your tax money, but not in your area, which is another big issue with them. The county collects a whole bunch of taxes from Warm Springs Valley, and they get very little back from it. They collect fire taxes, but they don't even have a fire department. They have to rely on BLM and other departments to get out to them in a timely manner.
So for people who are unfamiliar, where is Warm Springs?
Warm Springs is Bradley. North of Sparks or Spanish Springs, if you understand, you know where that is. Mm-hmm. It's up the Pyramid Highway, and it's right up against the Pyramid Lake, the Indian Reservation.
The Paiute Tribe, okay.
Right. So that's it's a very large area. About the town, they want the town to consist of 200 square miles, and which would basically take care of all the residents that are up there and want proper representation for their money.
Well, now this has been a long battle for the residents of the area with the Washoe County Commissioners. But were you surprised when they voted actually 5-0 to allow the petitions to create to get this started?
Well, honestly, I would have to say I was when they voted 5-0. But I think the only reason they vote that was happening did happen is because there were some brave souls that actually called in, participated in the Zoom, spoke on for the petition, and spoke in their heart. We were hoping more people would have called in, and the people of Washoe County need to participate in these commission meetings, and through Zoom is the best source. They need to speak up and tell these commissioners they want their money's worth. And this is what happened yesterday. They told them, we want our voice, we demand our voice, and we're going to have our voice. And if you don't do what we're looking for, then there are alternatives to that. And they were willing to take legal action.
Yeah, especially when there's an election coming up, too. I think that might have had something to do with it. So what is your process now?
There's only two individuals that are up for election. The other three aren't. But if you don't mind, I'd like to thank Washoe County Manager Eric Brown for his great leadership. And he's new to the job and to Nevada. And the Register of Voters, Deanna Specula, for her help and guidance and my research, which I've, for the last 2 years, in particular, her abundance of patience in dealing with such an unruly process, meaning the commissioners and the county government, and Commissioner Jean Herman, who supported supports her constituents more than they will ever know, unlike some whose constituents hold them up with monetary contributions. And by the way, Gene was born on the 4th of July and is 81 years old and going strong.
Yeah.
I would like to
thank Jeannie's
the
only fighter we got out there.
Oh, and she's a heck of a fighter, and more people need to know that what she does for them in her district, which is the largest district in Washoe County, and also the Washoe County Commissioners for using good judgment in putting the petition on the ballot. A special thanks to Marcia Burke Bigler. In an email, I misspoke and misjudged her, and I apologize. I wish her the best on her run for another term as commissioner, and go Marcia. So I just like to say a little bit more about everybody in Nevada should know about this NRS 269, especially those who live in a rural area and want to have their voice. There are a lot of places like Armagosa Valley that have done that and have done very, very well with this process. Some of the places that I would hope would consider it is Daly City and Washoe, Old Washoe City and a few other places. But this is a great system. It's a natural way of going from a community. You go from a community to a town, and don't think about becoming a city, because there's so much benefit in being a town. Look at Gardnerville, Minden, and Genoa, and so many others. We have more towns in Nevada than we have cities, and they're all benefiting. Some of the smallest ones are 51 people. And one of the other, I mentioned the post office for Warm Springs, Gardnerville and Minden has two post offices. Gardnerville has three, and Warm Springs, 200 miles, has zero. Just like where I live on Cold Springs Valley, we have over 10,000 people. We don't even have a post office here. We don't have a store to speak of.
I think the closest post office to you would be all the way into Stead.
Yeah, that's it. Or actually, and some of them have to go into Reno, as I mentioned, Vassar Road to get a package. And it's remarkable that they've been so left out. Now, I just want to, and I also want to point out that being a town is not another layer of government, and anybody who says so has no idea what they're talking about. And I will be more than happy to stand up and up to them and say that I can prove it in bulletin number 118. It says it is not to be considered another or separate level of government. And it says that in NRS 269.525, this is literally a department. A town is a department of the county government. And with, like any other department, they run independently, but they're under the guise of the county. And it's a very simple process, but a very good process that suits the people of Nevada, and very unique to Nevada, by the way. This process and it should be looked at by anybody that wants to take control of their community area and not be taken over like Lemon Valley was taken over by Reno. Reno just came in and took it over. And nobody stood in their way to do it. And now look at all the problems in Lemon Valley with everything that's going on there.
Yeah, they wanted those.
Those
tax dollars, but haven't done anything for them with those tax dollars. It goes into into the beast.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a real quick example of how simple this is. So they needed to pick out a service. The service they picked was streetlight. I have a contact with NV Energy, and they found a single streetlight in 200 miles area. That the county pays for. It costs less than $20 a month or $250 a year, approximately. just we don't know how many properties are out there, but we do have an approximate number of families, and so it would cost approximately less than 30 cents a year for them to pay to have them taxed for this streetlight. And that is the service they're going to pay. That's the increase. They're going to pay less than 30 cents a year for in an increase to be able to have a voice and be able to essentially run their make decisions for their future of their community.
You know, Kenji, I got to take a break, but would you hang on the line for a minute? As I really like to continue this conversation. So smaller communities or larger communities around the area can learn from this and maybe what they can do, because it's not just Warm Springs Valley. And there is a difference between Warm Springs and Warm Springs Valley. Warm Springs is out past Tonopah. Warm Springs Valley is out towards Pyramid. So make sure you have that straight. We'll be back right after this with more about becoming an unincorporated town with Kenji Otto on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, here for everyone in Northern Nevada. Every community, every county, it's all about working together because we are one big community. Joining us right now on the show is Kenji Otto, and Kenji is working with a group to, become an unincorporated town in Warm Springs Valley. So their voice will be heard when it comes to the county deciding things. So, Kenji, thanks for staying on the line. And since you've been on, actually, got a text from a listener that said Palomino Valley is trying to do the same thing as you guys. Are there other communities in the area that should be looking at doing this?
Yes, I believe so. But Palomino is part of the Warm Springs petition.
Oh, okay.
It encompasses that area. So, I believe that any community, there's a number of communities, and especially in Washoe County and in other counties that should look at this process. And there is arguments that some people will say it can be very costly to the voters. Here's the thing. So with Warm Springs Valley, they're going to have one light post, which means NV Energy services and maintains that. They will have no other service. They won't have any other needs. And the unincorporated towns can be the set up as a cab or as a what's called a TAB or town advisory board.
Right.
A cab is a citizen advisory board. My recommendation has always been set up a TAB. That has to be approved by the county commissioners. A TAB is five people that live within the town boundaries. And they are appointed at first, and then they are elected by the people within the town boundaries. From there on, there is an NRS, again, NRS 269 gives them all the authority that they need to run their town. And it's so pretty, very simple to do. If you look at, I visited Minden and their town advisory board, and one of the things that people will say, well, you need a town manager. You do not need a town manager. Mm-hmm. If you have services that require people to work for the town, that require property, that require fees, that all of that stuff, yeah, then you're going to need a manager. But like in Warm Springs, they won't need a manager. And so,
you know, Kenji, actually, I got a hard break coming into Fox News here. In just a minute, where do you go from here? Where do the votes come from?
The votes are going to come from within the boundaries that have been designated on the petition from the voters on November 3rd. And once, if they voted in, then the county commissioners will put together three ordinances that will create the town and the town advisory board, hopefully. And then the town begins the process of building itself and creating the foundation and the administrative aspects. It's everything else is done within the county process. All of the departments of the county help work with the town.
This is such a cool process. I'm so glad that you're involved in this and the community is coming together to do it. It just shows how unique Nevada is and what people can do when they actually speak up and go for what they want. Kenji, I've got to let you go, but I definitely want to have you on the show again. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say one thing? If anybody's interested in this process, if they can contact you and you can send me an email with their information, then I'll be happy to contact them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I would definitely have you on again as the vote and everything gets closer to update everybody on what the community of Warm Spring Valley is doing. This is really neat, and it's great information for other smaller communities to do this. So, Kenji Otto, thank you so much for joining me today and bringing us all this great information.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kenji. See, that's what you do. You know, like Kenji said, this is something for whatever county you live in. This is an option for you. All right. We're going to take a quick break here, get some Fox News out of the way, and then we'll be back with Trump wants us to boycott a company? I don't know if I'm into boycotts, but this is happening a lot of different places. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Woo-hoo. Oh, woohoo. I just keep that attitude, woohoo. Keep seeing all this stuff come down, the wires and the social posts, and I try to bring you as much as I can, but wow, it gets frustrating. It's the Monica Jay Show at 991fmtalk.com and 92.3fmtalk.com. Hey, log on to 991fmtalk.com. Can I say that enough? 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Should the cities and counties invest in more cameras to capture criminal vandalism? Well, yes, if they invest in also the people to look at the camera information, look at the feed, and go arrest the people that do it. We need to start holding people accountable, even for something that the city and the county and it's just paint. It's just vandalism. No, there has to be consequences or it's just going to keep happening. So right now we've got 70% for yes and 30% for no. Thank you for participating in that as well. So I just got this sent to me. This is why cameras on your doorbells, cameras on your phone, just so important. Somebody with their door camera caught a USPS worker that was taking down Trump signs. They found his truck full of them. Just think, he might be responsible for delivering your ballot and vote. Let that sink in. Yeah. Let that sink in. So what I'm going to do is hopefully prepare you. Oh, and this is cute. The Postal Workers Union just backed Biden. Yeah, just backed Biden. But it seems as though Mark Amaday is supporting He's siding with Governor Sisolak in the mail-in voting. Wow, that's interesting. Boy, he's going to be railroaded right out of Congress, but he'd better win re-election this year because Ackerman would do more damage to this state than Amaday has. So just keep that in mind. Also keep this in mind that I'm going to start pushing to you every day. Get ready to vote by not participating in the mail-in. You can vote on location at either your county clerk's or depending on which county you're in. They might have another location set up. Just do it in person. Do it in person or fill out your ballot and do it the way that you are supposed to do it. Like give it to a family member, somebody else who lives in the household, if you can't make it in, and hand deliver them. And if you want to absentee, if you want to do the mail-in, no problem. Request your ballot. Request it. Don't wait for it to come in the mail. Because I have a lot of listeners who have texted, who have emailed, who have called into the show, who never got their ballots. Early voting starts on October 17th. Early voting starts on October 17th. I always tell people to wait, or I have in the past, to find out who all the candidates are, judges, Board of Regents for the university. Start doing your information now so this election isn't stolen. In my heart of hearts, I feel like Nevada, especially Northern Nevada, is red. It is red, not blue. Let's send that overwhelming message this time around for everybody in Northern Nevada. Vote early and only vote once. So if you vote in person, make sure your ballot is destroyed so it can't be fished out of the trash by somebody else. Request your ballot so you know that it comes to you. Don't wait for the state and the post office to do anything. Do it yourself. Take control. Seems like that's the only way that our voice is going to be heard. So, again, this is just do as I say, not as I do. This is on Fox Business this morning. So president's tweeting out about the Goodyear Tire Company. Their zero tolerance policy was made public. And this is from an employee at the plant in Topeka, Kansas. Got a screenshot of the acceptable and unacceptable clothing policy. Under acceptable, you know where I'm going with this. Black Lives Matter, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender pride. Acceptable. T-shirts, hats, whatever. Under unacceptable, Blue Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, MAGA, and politically affiliated slogans or material. Who was protected in this whole shutdown? The big corporations. Who are coming out against President Trump? Big corporations. What does that tell you? tells you that we, the people, need to go out and make sure that our voices are heard. So tomorrow, we're going to do a poll question, and so you can get a little bit of history on this. Tomorrow, we're going to do a poll question and open the phones phone lines up to the sundowner siren that is under scrutiny once again, because once again, people trying to make the Minden-Gardnerville area out to be racist. You would have never have known about this probably if it were not for the people who are trying to divide this country. And they are trying to divide this country. But it's for control. This is, you hear me say probably, if you listen regular, about the Rockefeller Foundation, the Rothschilds Foundation, and all of these other names that you have heard through the history of America. If you watch the shows like, you know, Who Built the West and How America Started, blah, 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 you're going to hear names like Rockefeller and Rothschilds and Carnegies and blah, 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 Vanderbilts. And well, this is coming out of the Rockefeller Foundation. And it was published in May of 2010 in cooperation with the Global Business Network of futurologist Peter Schwartz. Now, understand, when we talk about one world government, global takeover by a certain few families, this has been going on since the 30s. So do the math. Close to 100 years. They are in it for the long haul. And from every unincorporated town to every town to every city to every county to every state in this nation, this is what you need to be aware of. It was called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. The first scenario, titled Lockstep. Lockstep. Does that sound familiar? Have you heard people mention that? Well, now you need to find out for yourself what it is. Lockstep describes a world of total government control and authoritarian leadership. It ensures a future where a pandemic would allow national leaders to flex their authority and impose outright rules and restrictions that would remain after the pandemic faded. The first half of this scenario has already unfolded. Will it continue as predicted? The information on lockstep begins at about the 2/3 point of the article. The Rockefeller Report in its entirety can be downloaded. The importance of this document, you know, coming from this article from Edward Griffin's Need to Know, there's another website you need to have on your saved site. Bookmark it for sure. It's called G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know. You can find it at needtoknow.news. And this is just the beginning to show you of how world domination, how it's doing it. It didn't work during the Obama administration. It didn't work again because Hillary wasn't elected. And hopefully it's not working now because we have Trump on our side. Our side. Our side. What side is that? The side of law and order? The side of free trade, fair capitalism? To go out and be an entrepreneur and start your business without a lot of regulations and rules? Or, as we heard from Matthew earlier in the show, talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act, things just being changed, updates to the OSHA rules or obligations in just June of this year. Did anybody else hear that? So if you have something established and it's not working in the way you want it to, let's not bother the American people. Let's just go in and change it. That's pretty much the platform of the Democrats. When do we stop this? It just shows with the support that Biden is getting from the Bernie bros, with Bernie Sanders, with AOC, with Ilhan Omar. The intent to destroy this country through communism, through Marxism. Trump says it will never happen. Or will that be, it will just never happen during his administration? So if you are opposed in any way, religious freedom, the freedom to control your own lives, the freedom to educate your children, freedom, freedom, freedom. We need to start educating those Democrat friends of ours out there that this just cannot happen. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Oh, it's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk as we wrap up the show today. Thanks for being here. Join in the fun and check out our poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think cities and counties should employ the use of more cameras to catch these criminal vandals out there and just the criminals? So quite a number of people saying yes, but still, it's not about just getting them on tape. I love this email from Skip. I have cameras myself, just for your information, that it leads to catching or prosecuting a criminal is doubtful. Yeah. When you have DAs who are flat out saying that they are not going to prosecute any of the protesters that have been arrested for violence, any of the Antifa that have been arrested, you pretty much know how society is going now. Republicans have always been and will always be the party of law and order. But that law and order comes from communities, not from the feds and not from the state. We do not want to be a police state. We do not want to have federal officers, global officers. Interpol is getting bigger and bigger. The UN law enforcement is getting bigger and bigger. That should be very concerning to you. I've been talking a lot about absentee ballots today. This is very concerning. Mr. J, thank you for sending it in. I started the process for an absentee ballot yesterday, and I noticed how complicated it was. You have to download a form and then either take it to the county clerk or mail it in and then wait for it to be approved. It's August. If this is going to be the way it is, just to make things difficult so you can have your vote, have your voice, then do it. Nobody ever said important things were going to be easy. But voting in the 2020 election will be the most important thing that you do this year. The most important thing. Thank you for, yes, hand deliver a ballot, then make you sign a form that proves you delivered it. Hand deliver it. Some will be able to do that. Where's the video for the USPS stealing Trump signs? It needs to be everywhere. USPS Union won't be delivering ballots to Trump households. I will put that on my webpage as well as all the other stuff I'm going to put on there. So I need to do a lot of updating tonight, but I'm finally able to get back into my webpage at 991fmtalk.com. I was locked out. I thought Jerry locked me out because he didn't like the things I was putting on there, but I guess it was just somebody hit the wrong button. Okay. I hope you have a great day. Be blessed, live in grace, love one another. And again, all my blessings to Ron Smith's family and his passing. It just again proves we have to live every single day to the fullest. COVID's a hoax. Live it up, people.